Welcome to this evening's brief intelligence session. Tonight is only going to be a 5-minute clip. And we are simply taking a look at some new developments. It is breaking news that the CDC has dropped the recommendations that Americans quarantine themselves if they come into close contact with a COVID-19 infected person. The CDC also said people no longer need to stay at least 6 feet away from others. They waited all these years to tell you what we already knew was ineffective from the very beginning. MIT published something to that effect 2.5 years ago. But you don't have to worry, because now the new focus is on monkeypox. Monkeypox. That's where the focus is at. We have another development. A Dr. Harvey Risch, or MD, PhD, professor of epidemiology and chronic disease at Yale University, on July 12, 2022, spoke about how deaths are almost entirely among people who are highly vaccinated. This was on Fox News. Dr. Fauci was presented with such findings and didn't have anything sufficient or satisfactory to say in response to it. But the studies have found that people who have had multiple doses of the vaccine are more likely to get the virus and more likely to spread the virus than unvaccinated people. We've already discussed this several times on this show. Several. The United States of Sodom and Gomorrah is a nation that is in decline. It is undeniable, an incontrovertible fact. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton on the new inflation reduction bill points out in notes that there's going to be an addition of 87,000 new IRS agents, there's going to be higher taxes, and a massive green energy slush fund. Anyone who says this bill reduces inflation is absolutely lying. This just goes to show some of the corruption that is flourishing rapidly throughout every stratum of the United States of America. Sorry, United States of Sodom and Gomorrah. Also in the news, we have that an 80-year-old grandma or granny was banned from the YMCA after demanding biological male leave woman's locker room where little girls were undressing. Some pervert was in there doing what perverts do, and the grandma asked him to simply leave. And it turned into a situation where she wound up banned for the rest of her life. An 80-year-old Washington State woman has been banned from using her local YMCA's public pool after she expressed discomfort with a biological male in the woman's locker room. As young girls were undressing, she was in the shower when she heard a male voice and peeked out to find a biological male in a woman's swimsuit engaging with little girls who were undressing. So this man was wearing a female's swimsuit and pretending to be a girl and talking to little girls. The biological male was reportedly with girls from the day camp, overseeing their bathroom activities, addressing the Port Townsend City Council on Monday. Julie Jamin, a resident of Port Townsend of about 40 years, described the situation she had been in after her regular swim at Mountain Valley Pool. Anyway, the lady was kicked out because she addressed the man who identified as a woman and was considerably older yet interacting with little girls in the locker room where they were getting dressed, etc., etc., etc. We also have the fiasco with the FBI raiding Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. However, we won't get into the details of that. You've heard about it. However, we do need to point out the fact that it also came out in the New York Post that the judge who approved this FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago was once linked with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein. The last thing I'll say is news concerning Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, Ukraina. Exclusive news courtesy of South China Morning Post. Volodymyr Zelensky is seeking direct talks with China's Xi Jinping to help in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I also heard that Zelensky is reaching out to China to possibly help rebuild Ukraine once the war is over. I guess we can't end this small session without also briefly touching on the topic of smallpox. And all I'm going to say concerning this is that there is a concerted effort being conjured up to mass vaccinate against monkeypox, despite the fact that it has been made undeniably clear that there is a link between the monkeypox vaccine and myocarditis. So we have another depopulation operation getting ready to receive widespread approval, which will help assist in bringing about more sudden adult death syndrome cases, as well as children, teenagers, and every other age category. What an interesting time we're living in. It is definitely the arrival of the agenda for the 21st century in concert with the updated version, Agenda 2030, which definitely includes a sharp, strong reduction in the Earth's population. The Malthusian aspirations undoubtedly will vehemently be implemented and pushed and politicized. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem.